This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 5 o'clock hour of The Big Show. You know what it is, 414-799-1250. We reset the big topics, give you the final say on them. The right lane, reaction to last night's Bucks clincher, Game 5.
Nice.
In the Eastern Conference semis, going on to the Eastern Conference finals for the
Boston
first time
people won't
since
call
2001.
Me back.
I bet they are.
They won't even call
no,
me back.
Phone's out of service. Goes straight to voicemail, doesn't it?
I said, dude, y'all got blowed out. Eric, blowed out.
Well, you know what the difference is, Leroy?
Blowed out.
Good teams win. Yeah. Great teams cover. And the Bucks covered all 4 wins that they had in this series.
You need to stop this. I'm going to call your mom on you.
I'm just saying. Made a lot of people a lot of money. 62% cover rate during the regular season. And the Bucks have covered in each
wire
of their
wire.
8 wins in
That's
this
playoffs.
That's a
t-shirt.
Playoffs.
We're trying to develop it now. Wire to wire.
Sparky, last night, obviously, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro's postgame show was big celebration mood. But I was down at around Fiserv Forum, wasn't at the game. I was in the Deer District, hung out at the Mecca during the game. It was awesome. The 38-foot TV is everything that you would imagine it is and more. People are high-fiving. There was this random girl that kept dancing and thinking that everybody was enjoying her dancing.
Dancing
it was funny,
with
yeah.
Myself.
So, yeah, she was definitely dancing with
dancing
herself, that's for sure.
Is that Billy Idol?
You're talking wrong, dude.
That wasn't Rami's girl, Casey, was it?
No.
Could have been.
She
no.
was down there last night.
Could have been.
Yeah.
No, Boo Boo, I don't allow her to go down there. You be nice, Boo Boo. Don't be dancing down there.
But, Sparky, you brought up a really, really cool question today when we were getting ready for the show. And it's, I know there's Bucks fever because blank. There's always that one reason when you know that this is a new level that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, and I for me, the way I figured it out every other time we've been in this situation with Brewers or Bucks is just how much gear do you see walking around? Whether you're at a store in Oak Creek or whether you're at a store in West Allis or whether you're at a restaurant in downtown Milwaukee, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, you see Bucks stuff.
And,
and that really is what's happening right now. Like, every time you see it. And the other thing that happens is, and I don't buy everybody else, but you wearing some team's
winter
jersey or something, and somebody sees you and says, go Bucks, and keeps on walking.
Yep.
I mean, that type of stuff, like, that doesn't happen. But when your team is going really well and there's that vibe to it, then everybody kind of becomes one big happy family at that point, all pulling for the same team.
I got
same
a question
team.
For you, though. I have these two young men. I need you and Mandela.
Leroy, don't turn around.
I already know, cuz.
No, it's over.
Yeah. Okay, it's over. Never mind.
And now they show the Broncos. Did you do something in NFL Network?
No, it's somebody in the building. Don't like
me. You didn't
me,
invite them to the wedding.
I like everybody here. Can I get Anthony first?
Yeah, sure,
I want to get
yeah.
Millennial.
Yeah.
Anthony, once the Bucks win a championship, do you think the Millennials tear up downtown and just riot like some of these teams when they win?
No.
Thank you. Steve?
No.
Thank you.
No, I don't think there'd be like cars set on fire.
No,
and all that
man,
stuff.
People in Milwaukee
no.
ain't doing that.
No, I don't
I
think.
I try to tell.
No,
a couple of drunk fools gonna fall in the river. I bet you that. But
well, we can
wow.
say them.
Okay, yeah.
But they're not finna be fighting the police.
Huh? No, I don't think so.
Swinging on horses. Come on, man.
No, I don't think that happens.
No, I think it usually is just when you fight each other.
Yeah, why? Just be happy.
Because you're juiced up. And then somebody bumps into you.
This is Milwaukee, we always
juiced
up.
This guy ran into me, and now I spilled my drink, and now my pants are wet.
Don't
I know whose fault it is. It's his fault.
So what should he do here? It's not at the parade, Leroy.
Okay,
no, this is after the game.
It's right after the game.
Right after.
Where it's going to go crazy. It ain't the parade. It's soon the game let out.
They're going to just stop fighting.
Pandemonium, cuz.
Yeah, happy. Done. But we're not going to fight.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they're going to burn up all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you that right now. Soon the game in, the Deer District, y'all better have mounted police down there. It's going to be down off there. The chain. I'm telling you that right they now.
No, it's not.
They were it is. Because you know they're probably going to show on the big screen down in the Deer. Well, no. It's going to probably be
the Punch Bowl Social.
No, because they'll win it at home, right?
Right, we got that? home court.
Huh?
How do you know that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
If they sweep, they're going to be in the other place. If they win game six, it'll be in the other place.
Okay, so great. That sets me up.
That means that it's even going to be more people down
more
there.
More people.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they're all going to be in the Deer District.
Right. And we're all going to be drinking tequila since
all
the third quarter.
Oh, no, not since third quarter. You started the night before.
Before?
Yes.
Milwaukee.
I will.
Not. It's going to be straight. It's going to be bodies everywhere. Cause just laying down. Dude, I didn't tell y'all a story about the Badger game. When the Badgers play.
That's different, the Badgers.
Well, it's the same kind of stuff. Right. When the Badgers play like a night game, a Saturday night game,
right?
Bodies everywhere. Because they've been drinking since Wednesday.
Man, Milwaukee ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm. This would be, if it's a night game, they don't took off. Just say it's a Wednesday because they don't took off all day. Wednesday night.
Guaranteed.
They didn't go to work.
No,
they don't plan to go to work on Thursday.
Can't do it.
Gary, y'all need to stop.
The Deer District will be pinned, and you know they're gonna show it on the big screen. Steve,
you'll have cops on horseback.
They better be on the mounted police. Better be down. That's what I'm saying. Mounted police gonna have to be out.
Take a selfie with the horse. Don't hit it.
I don't. Yeah.
I hit mean, it.
Probably.
He could be swinging on horses.
No.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
it's
all
crazy when they went.
It's all Buford Posse.
Buford
Puzzle. I like the one with the rock.
Yeah, Buford Puzzle.
He's one of the best.
You ever seen Buford Puzzle?
With the big old stick.
Yeah,
walking tall.
You seen Buford Puzzle, cuz?
You saw Walking Tall.
You seen Walking Tall?
No.
Man, you
Buford Puzzle?
The Rock was one of the
best. Come on, man.
Walking Tall? Is that a movie?
Yeah, Buford Puzzle. You never seen
that? With a big old, what is it, made out of wood, ain't it? Some kind of wood.
You never seen Buford Puzzle?
Hit you right in the back of the head if you in that fight.
Yeah, Walking Tall, cuz.
Then he'll arrest you.
Oh, yeah, this looks like a movie I would enjoy.
You would?
Yeah, this looks like a movie I would enjoy. Yeah,
no, I'll check that out. Walking Tall.
Steve, Milwaukee is not going to riot.
You're very, very wrong
They're
about
not going to do it.
Yeah,
Mandela, put a poll up, man. Not, see when we tear up the city and we win a championship.
Well,
our first championship.
Yeah, too late.
Well, okay, we'll do it next week.
Maybe you can come in next week. I know, I thought I was going to be in tomorrow. What did I say about Leroy Swapo to be here tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's going to be after the game, right?
Right
after the game.
When they let out.
Uh-oh.
That final horn sounds.
What's going to happen?
Not
everybody that's
not
in the plaza.
The five serve. We don't play that in the five
everybody
serve.
That's hanging on that plaza, they try to put up these barricades so
I bet
like
you they better not touch golden chicken.
People
what
kinda
that
wide
the chicken
out.
Place?
What Gold chicken? Rush?
They better not touch it. Or Chick-fil-A. Don't touch none of them.
No, they're not doing it inside, Leroy. They're doing it in that area.
Oh, that
right
big
when
bar.
You get out there. Right in front, in between
Dude,
the Mecca, Punch Bowl,
Milwaukee
and the Fiserv.
Is a national
go
treasure.
Down.
We're going to know how to act. We're going to celebrate.
Somebody's going to throw a TV out
no,
of that
they're
modern.
Not. No, y'all giving Milwaukee a bad name. Don't do that.
No, I think we're just partiers. I think that's
you can
really
party,
the
but
issue.
don't be like.
I'm a little bit concerned about that huge big screen in the beer garden area.
Oh,
you can walk.
Steve,
as long as they don't have tables,
so you think somebody's gonna throw a beer there and crack it?
Dude, you have all those picnic tables there and everything else. People are gonna be sitting on top of those picnic tables.
That's,
and everything
okay,
else.
That's fine, but don't fight and don't tear up the city.
But somebody's got to go through a table.
Why?
It's not Buffalo.
Because it's cool.
No, it's not Buffalo.
That's man.
We're not
listen,
the Bills.
That's for millennials. Think.
Yeah,
no. Breaking your back is cool.
But Bills fans think that they started that. No. Mm-mm.
I don't get it.
Been doing that for
Milwaukee
a long time.
You've been throwing your friends through tables for a long time?
Long time.
Your mother
Since
approves?
I was like 12, 13 years
well,
old.
Well, he's into wrestling, so I get it. But still.
And wrestling? Who cares if you're into wrestling? I shouldn't be throwing dudes through tables.
Nobody that lives in Brookfield, okay, Oak Creek, St. Francis, Franklin, Greenfield.
Greendale.
is going to drive down there, got them good tickets, and start jumping and fighting, tearing up stuff.
Yeah, but see, Leroy, here's the issue. And Gary's hitting this right on the head. It's the people that are not at the game that are going to be going nuts. The people that
you know what'll be great?
Like me, now they're just a party.
No, we're not doing this. Leroy, I need to talk to the mayor right now to get this ready.
Bucks will be up like 12 with like 4 minutes to go. Watch that stadium empty out so people don't got to deal with the crowds after the game. People are going to be running for their cars. I'm out of here. When this game goes final, all hell's going to break loose.
Because I got my son with me,
Steve. I'm driving back to the suburbs. Right.
I got my 13-year-old son with me. I don't want
to. You want it to be a away game. If this is an away game, all hell's going to break.
But if it's a home game, we know how to act. I know a lot of the police. I talk to them about making sure the barricades are where they're supposed to be. We need to prepare for this.
It's not Armageddon. It's a riot.
The way it
happens.
No, man. Don't do that.
And you got all those brand new windows down there and all those establishments.
I remember when we
won. We've been waiting since 1972 for this.
I think I was in Madison when the hockey team won a national championship cup. We pulled up State Street.
See, I don't know why. All that
energy. I was down there. I was down there when the Badgers went the first time to the Final Four with Frank and them against Kentucky, and they lose when Harrison hits the buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Dudes are throwing air conditioners out of windows, climbing on poles over on State Street.
Grown men ain't doing that.
And that's when they lost.
That's y'all young folks doing
that. Wait till they win.
A grown man ain't trying to go to jail. A grown man ain't trying to pay a citation because he got bills. He going to get in his car and go home and turn on Steve post-game show and celebrate. And then we're going to do the parade. We're going to start in Paris, Wisconsin, and pick everybody up coming back this way. That's the way you do it.
Man, that just sounds like some really nice,
setting
good,
stuff on fire. Where do you get that fire from? Where do they find fire?
Figure it out.
Gary, where do they find fire to set something on fire? Steve?
Somebody's got a lighter.
A lighter?
Yeah.
You can't put a lighter into the fire, sir. We swipe people when you come in there.
No, it's outside.
Outside, man.
Right, we swipe.
We're not burning down in the fire, sir. We're doing it outside.
If I catch one of you fools fighting, when you get back to the fire, sir, next year for the defending champ, when you put your ticket on your phone, it's going to say, do not enter. You was fighting.
Okay, right. Do we have a question here?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's Pick a Lane. It's Pick a Lane, so
no one will riot.
You let D-Roy just totally derail the show.
Well, that's what I do.
Let's grab Tom in Menominee Falls for Great Lake Strangway Pick a Lane. What's going on, Tom?
Look at the guy's face all sideways.
I'm loving this conversation. I think Leroy hit it on the head, and I think I have the perfect idea for a post-championship.
What you got? Give me your idea.
It's perfect for Milwaukee. It is a beer fight.
Okay.
Beer fight.
Food fight, but instead of food, you have beers.
Okay, sell it on me. How does this work now?
Well, somebody jumps up on a table, John Belushi style, and screams, beer fight, and then you start throwing beers at each other. Not cans of beers, not full beer, you know. Don't hurt each other.
Well, yeah, that's just a waste
of beer. But see, I couldn't come because I don't drink. So what, they have a water fight too next to it?
Right, yeah, right. It's like a water fight, but with beer. And it is a waste of beer, I guarantee you. But it's going to cost less to throw a couple beers at each other than it will be to, you know, flip over cars and start fires. And everybody can have a good time and get doused with beer and have a good time and not get hospitalized.
Okay.
From being stupid.
Right. I like that idea. Thanks, Tom. That's a nice idea. I could get down with a beer fight. It's not as much fun
It'll
as
be
a riot.
All guys. I don't think any women.
I don't know. I'd
do
prefer
it.
To flip over a car, but that's just me. I think that's more fun.
Billy, no what?
Todd's on the south side of Milwaukee. Man. Todd, pick a lane.
Hey, I don't have a lane. I just want to let you know, I work for the Milwaukee Police Department. There ain't going to be no flipping cars, fires.
Thank you.
Everybody's going to be happy. We're all going to be having a good time and enjoying it when the Bucks win the title.
That's right.
Are you going to have some mounted police down there, sir?
Oh, they'll be down there. Well, there will be officers, you know, ready to act. But I'm sure it'll be minor things. We ain't going to have... Like I said, this ain't gonna be like Detroit.
Nope.
No cars on fire.
Okay, good. But the Mounties will be there.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be deployments just in case.
Deployments, yeah. Appreciate it, Todd. Thanks for your service, man.
Deployment.
Yeah,
so
we're going to war.
So now I get down with that. May not be fire, Leroy. I get down with that.
Yeah.
But come on, cuz, there's just too many people. You know they're going to throw and break something.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have to.
That's a utopian idea right,
right
there.
But I'm glad the Milwaukee police reached out to us.
Yeah no doubt. Nice. We appreciate it. 414-799-1250.
You know how big this show really is. We reach out, man.
It's a big show. The biggest. It's the only show in the state that has two former Packers. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tells you about great things like Sight and Sound Solutions.
Come on, Steve.
Hey, man. Call Al today at Sight and Sound Solutions. Got a great package for you. $85 a month. Get you AT&T and DirecTV. That's TV and internet for as low as $85 a month. You get the choice package with DirecTV. That includes Fox Sports Wisconsin and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Watch all your favorite NFL games coming up this fall. If you're a fantasy football player, it's a no-brainer. You get it at no charge for the first year. And Sight and Sound Solutions give you $200 in Visa cards. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can also offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of all AT&T services. And if you're an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions. He's been doing this for over 15 years. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'll make renew to season prevailing rate. Let's cancel prior to start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Be sure to make a play. Call for details.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, two lanes. I know it's Bucks fever because blank, and who do you want to see the Bucks take on in the Eastern Conference Finals? Toronto, Philly, or does it even matter? 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Under Superstition Live, 1972. They're saying this one. Hey,
what's the guy that played Jamie? I love Jamie Foxx.
Ray Charles.
You're talking about Ray Charles.
Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder? Talent, man. Especially on the piano.
Are you just saying that because they're blind?
Well, I'm just trying to see who's the best. Yeah.
Don't get you the phone call.
Stevie Wonder was
amazing.
Don't let this guy derail.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Corey on the south side, pick one.
What's the question?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the phone call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I'm going to pick the lane of who do you want to see. The way the Bucks are playing right now, I really doesn't think it matters. I want to see whoever comes out of Game 7. Hopefully this series goes into Game 7. That would benefit us tremendously.
Agreed.
What a way to end a series for the Bucks. I mean, to shut the mouths of all these idiots talking crap about the Bucks being down 0-1 and the series was over. What a way for us.
Yep, Paul Pierce.
Oh, man, it was amazing. And for Milwaukee, if you haven't been down to the Deer District to see a game, I was down there for Game 3. I had so much fun. I came back for Game 4. I went last night to pay my disrespects to the Boston Celtics at their funeral services last night. So, I mean, it's just a fun time. They did a great job with that whole area. Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks and 6. NBA Finals, Bucks and 7. Thanks for the call, guys.
Appreciate it, Corey.
Quote from Nick Wright. First things first on FS1. Quote, the Bucks have 52 wins by double digits this year. They're 8-1 in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Their average margin of victory in those wins is 20 mm-hmm. points. They have the exact same margin of victory through 9 games as the 72-win Bulls. They're a juggernaut.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting comparison. One we hadn't heard.
I tell you what.
Tell us something.
Booten is the man. I'm just saying, man. The man know what he's doing, man. Because I'm telling you, he got these knockoffs. People don't even know. They can name maybe 4 guys nationally, maybe. I bet they can name more now.
Gus is on the north side of Milwaukee. He's next on the Fan. Hi, Gus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Thanks for asking.
Hey, man. I picked the lane is I would rather see them beat Toronto because they have the second best record. I want to beat the best all the way down to Golden State. But it doesn't matter who they play.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen basketball defense like the Bucks played on Boston last night.
Come on now.
I mean, they were flying around. I mean, Boston was swinging the ball, and they just hustled to the ball, hustled to the ball, hustled. They look like an NBA. They look like an NBA, like one unit. When they introduced them, they all came out at once. They didn't come out one at a time. When they introduced them, Giannis just came on out with the rest of them when they first started calling names. And then they got out there and they played the way they played defense. At times, it looked like Giannis was like he was everywhere. He switched from one guy to the other guy to the other guy, and wherever the ball went, him and Bledsoe seemed like they was on it, man. If they keep playing defense like this, ain't nobody gonna beat them. That's all I got to say.
My man,
appreciate it, Gus. So they're at the point right now, Gary, where it's the only team that's beating them is the Milwaukee Bucks.
We're going to get to that. What was the question I had, Steve? You remember that?
Doesn't matter.
House money?
Yeah, you're not here tomorrow, though, so.
House money.
That's the one.
You keep getting excited, but you're not even here to talk about it. He's got a topic for tomorrow, but he's not here.
What's the topic?
Well, we can say Bucks, we'll need,
Are the Bucks playing with house money? That's
we'll
the topic.
Hold on to it for Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's game one, Monday.
You may
right.
Be it.
Hopefully game
Monday
one.
Or Monday or Wednesday, depending on what happens tonight.
I want 76ers to win tonight, though. I just want to
76ers like to win tonight, then game one will be Wednesday.
Yeah, I want to go as long as possible.
Milltown, you're on the fan. What's going on, Milltown?
What's up, fellas? The Fantastic Four. I'm at y'all again. I don't get a chance to talk to y'all much. I want to talk about who I prefer. I prefer Toronto only because I'm like Sparky. I hate Philadelphia. Yeah. Always hate Philadelphia. Hate them during the Dr. J days. I hate them now. I think MB, like you said, Gary, is so immature, and I think Simmons is too.
Yeah.
I don't hate Butler, maybe because of the Marquette thing, and his dispute with people is only because he want to win, so I ain't that bad at him. Now, can I get a couple things off my chest?
Go ahead. Yeah.
First of all, I'm with you, Leroy. I'm feeling bad because they was replaying that 49er game. I watched it in person, not there, but I watched it in person on TV. And, yeah, I thought it was a fumble then. I think it's a fumble now. And I agree with you, Sparky. The only reason it wasn't a fumble is because it was Jerry Rice. And that did make Terrell Owens' career.
Yeah.
Now, finally, I want to get to all these people that's still down on Middleton. Middleton is a legitimate number two.
Thank you.
I don't know who you could get that's better than Middleton. And the gentleman that said Middleton don't play defense, he does play defense. Part of the reason Tatum didn't do as well as defense. Yes, he gave up. Yes, Kyrie didn't give him the ball as much. But also, Middleton was on him playing defense. And how many players you know that can play defense and still put up points and still willing to let Giannis be the number one without complaint?
Thank you.
Come on, fellas. We got a great team, and it's not just Giannis. It's the pieces around him. That's what, and it's not just Booner. It's the person that the GM that got this thing together.
Horse.
I always believe it. GM is wants to build championship teams because he's the one that's got to get the pieces together.
Man, you preaching, Milltown.
Milltown.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Give yourself a pat on the back. That was well done.
Yeah, I just feel like the chemistry is so good to where if you want to win multiple, go to multiple finals, you got to keep your team together. Obviously, when you're successful, people come after your coaching staff and after your players. But, again, you have to enjoy this year going to the finals and having it. The coverage is just amazing for this city.
Got a tweet from Jay tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan. He took a picture. Over by El Rey Family Market, there is a pop-up shop tent with all kinds of Bucks gear that they're selling on the street corner.
They got the player tees over there. Yep. Get yourself a 34. I was with one of the guys that was
licensed,
in our.
But it don't matter.
Probably not. I guarantee you not. Yeah.
One of the guys in our group was from Chicago. Comes up, he goes, "Hold on here. How am I seeing more Pat Connaughton jerseys than I'm seeing Eric Bledsoe jerseys?"
You're supposed to.
Talk about the new people's champion. Goodness gracious.
He earned it, though. Ain't nobody gave him nothing.
Corey's in Brown Deary's next on the fan. Pick a lane, Corey.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, I'm going to pick the pick an opponent lane. I feel like we need to go full circle, man. It was 2001. Stu Jackson, the old University of Wisconsin basketball coach, screwed his own state and gave that flagrant foul to Scott Williams and cost us game 7 versus the Sixers. I want the Sixers again, man. I want it to come full circle. I honestly feel like Philly would be a worse matchup for us than Toronto, but I want them anyway, man. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
Appreciate the call, Corey.
Yeah, I wanted the Bucks, for me, to just beat Boston. That was amazing, man. man.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, it's a horse apiece because neither one of these guys can beat them. You know what, though? In both of these teams, player for player, maybe more talented than the Bucks. But they've beaten all those teams like that.
Yeah, they've knocked out teams with better starting fives all year long.
And now that KD has a sore calf, we need to hurry up and get to them if they make it.
Yeah, they got to get through Houston first. They also got to get through either Portland or Denver. Sean's in Whitefish Bay. Sean, pick a lane.
Hey, guys. I'm going to pick your opponent lane. And I think we're probably either team. I'd rather want Toronto just because I don't know whether we can match up with Embiid. But at the same time, they don't really have anybody who can stop Giannis. Neither team does. So either team comes through, they're not going to beat us. Plus, one more stat to talk about the last caller who was talking about defense. Giannis yesterday, 1-for-13 when he was matched up on defense. 1-for-13. They scored on one possession and 13 possessions when he was on single coverage. So that shows you how good of a two-way player he is, too. He should be Defensive Player of the Year and MVP.
Yeah, he should be a Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think they're going to give it to him.
No, well, if he's an all-defensive team, it would be nice.
Well, he doesn't win it this year. He's going to get one before he's done.
But you remember, though, game one when Horford blocked his dunk and all that?
Three times.
So when
three times
Giannis blocked that little hook shot,
sent that
payback
thing back.
Payback.
That was just mean, though.
Payback.
Like, that guy's got kids. You don't have to do that, dude, on national television like that.
Why not?
That was rude. Gary Wolfel joins us next on the Wendy's Big Show. Talk Bucks and Raptors or Sixers. Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're celebrating here on the Wendy's Big Show. No way. Throwback Thursday, still time for you at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Just unbelievable.
Use the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet your artist for next week's Throwback Thursday. Still got a chance to hear your voice heard. America, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Lenny Kravitz, and Neil Diamond are nominations. Go with one of those or one of your own. Now hitting us up on the Great Midwest Bank hotline.
I really did the Jay Job band, but I didn't come in.
Is Gary Wolfel. Gary Wolfel joins us Thursdays talking Bucks, Gary, Eastern Conference Finals. A long way from when I would see you sitting there as I would be getting, you know, food for guys before games. Didn't expect to be here at this point.
No, I think a lot of people didn't. You know, I was, I'll admit it, I was one of the doubters, one of the skeptics. I thought they'd be good, but I did not think they would reach the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of how good this basketball team really is. Now that Boston's out of the way, I can't see anybody picking against the Bucks now against Philly or Toronto at this point.
By the way, do you think Kyrie Irving's teammates drove him to the airport?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
No, they didn't drive him. They're in a limo for him.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done in Boston for sure. And there might be other guys done in Boston, too. One of the assistant coaches quit last night after the game and is going back to college. So it's already starting in Boston. Okay, so do you think Toronto or Philly can beat the Bucks? I don't.
Not at this point. Not if the Bucks, you know, stay together as a unit. They are really obsessed, focused on a mission, whatever you want to say. I mean, I've watched basically every playoff game to date. One of the few viewers. Did you see the TV ratings, by the way, for the playoffs?
Yeah, they're down from last year. I attribute that to no LeBron.
I agree, but they're down 10%.
Yep. Oh, that's a big number.
Yep.
That's a big hit.
That doesn't include streaming or mobile devices. That's just strictly TV ratings.
You know why they're down 10%, Gary? They don't believe in what they're seeing here in Milwaukee. But whether you like it or not, the smallest market is in the finals, okay? Accept it.
Probably, you know, they were probably protesting the fact that Tony Snell isn't playing or something. You know what? Speaking of Tony Snell, do you know how many minutes he averaged in the playoffs?
Uh-oh.
Just 2 years ago, okay? Just to show you how this team has changed. I mean, he was actually one of their go-to guys, right?
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 30 minutes during the playoffs 2 years ago, okay?
Wow.
Right now, he's averaging 3.
But he's still getting that nice bonus after getting into another round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He's the only Buck, in fact, that has playoff bonuses. So he got a bonus, actually, for the regular season.
Amen.
He got some bonuses for the first 2 rounds of the playoffs.
Leroy,
so,
amen, yep. Adam Leroy.
But Gary, let's be honest. Amen. Now, you'd rather see Pat Connaughton out there hustling and doing some of these things. So he's going to steal some minutes. Just like, you know, George has been doing great, but the president going to get some of his minutes. I mean,
got all Sterling Brown's minutes.
So it's going to spread out. But, again, the team chemistry is phenomenal. And, again, I like the coaching style. I have to say beating Boston 4 games is nice. Now, we did have a poll question, not a poll question. Which team would you want to play? And it seemed like to me, unless you guys correct me, it seemed like people want to play Toronto instead of Philly.
Well, I think about the Bucks. You know, it's weird. I think they'd have a better chance of beating Toronto. But I've talked to a couple NBA people, and they think just the opposite, that the Bucks would have a better chance of beating Philadelphia instead of Toronto.
Well, I said earlier, I think if it's Philly, this thing is done in 4 or 5. And if it's Toronto, it goes like 6 or something.
Yeah, I agree with Toronto. I just don't see how Toronto matches up with Giannis. You know, the thing with Philadelphia, if Embiid decides to play, he can kind of negate Giannis. I mean, Embiid is just a physical specimen, and he's not the least bit intimidated by Giannis. So I think that would be a hell of a matchup, personally.
But it wouldn't be, because Embiid would only be out there for 20 minutes before something got hurt or he got sick. So
I got a trivia question for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of Embiid, okay? You know how he's always hurt, right?
Yep.
Who has played more games in their career, Embiid or Jabari Parker?
Jabari Parker, easy. Jabari Parker, easy.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked.
Really? I was not. Yeah,
I thought it would be fairly close, but, you know, Parker has played 247 games, and Embiid has played only 158.
Man.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, too, Gary, because you think back to it, and I've had conversations last night with one of the guys that we were watching the game with at the Mecca, where they brought up, they said, man, would you rather have it that the Bucks would have taken Embiid over Jabari Parker, knowing what you know now? Frankly, I wish they would have just not had the second overall pick and won 15 games the year before.
Yeah, I mean, then, you know, everybody thought that was going to be an exceptional draft, and then, you know, Wiggins got picked number one. As it turns out, Wiggins has actually had the best career of the three, but it's been pretty nondescript.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Embiid stays healthy, let's face it, he's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a tweet here from good old KS, who does our playlist for Throwback Thursday and something, and he wants to know if you'd be willing to go out and party with him tomorrow night at George's in Racine. Drinks on him.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
There you go.
I mean, how can you turn down such an offer, huh?
Yeah, I've never been to George's in Racine, but I'm assuming you know where it is, so that's good.
I haven't either, but we're going to find out.
Yeah, I'm a Buckets guy. That's where I go in Racine.
Yeah, Buckets got some good wings.
Great wings,
you know,
yeah.
They got pictures of you and Buckets, Steve.
Do they?
Ooh, I'm telling Kate.
I didn't realize that.
It's like the Steve Pfeiffer Hall of Fame. You walk in there, you know.
Well, Chuck does like me down there, so that's acceptable.
Chuck is amazing.
True.
All right, Gary, take it easy, man. We'll talk next week. Either is going to be after game 2 or just after game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Sparky?
Yeah.
Could you tell me about a place where I could go and get food to grill?
To grill. In fact,
smoker.
Funny you brought that up.
Smoke.
Yesterday, grilled out some pork chops that I got Robert's Specialty Meats and put Carolina rub on a pork chop. Now,
how big were they, Steve?
They were pretty thick. Yeah. So
like a half inch,
Yeah, about half inch or so. Yeah. Boneless, yeah.
Oh, man.
Put this like Carolina rub. I've never rubbed anything like pork chops, burgers, none of that stuff. Robbie always talked about
it.
You ever marinate anything, Leroy?
Oh, yeah.
Gary did that in spring training. What did you do? Chicken, right?
I marinate wings. Did I do wings?
You did barbecue chicken.
Hold on.
Years ago.
Oh, yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
But I do wings, right?
Yeah.
What do you marinate
on? Wings are good.
I got a secret marination.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't tell recipes. But anyways, yeah. So did the pork chops last night.
You did the pork chops. Yeah. Did you throw them
out? Delicious. Yeah, well, yeah, because don't you remember I told you? I didn't tell everybody else the story. Yesterday was when we were, no, 2 days ago is when I was going to do it. And I was all set, went outside to turn on the gas grill, and there was no propane. So then they sat in the refrigerator all night. And then yesterday when I got home, got a new propane tank. And then put them on, and they were outstanding.
That's just like going in the bathroom, man, on toilet paper.
Right.
That's the man's worst nightmare.
Bring that roll of toilet paper. I'm not coming in there.
Oh, man, that is the worst. Hey, you tweet is coming up.
Just jump in the shower.
Chicago is back in town to play a weekend series. If you're heading out to the game. No, they're not in town. They're in Chicago this weekend.
In Chicago.
Yeah, so that's not right. So anyways, hey, if you're looking to hang out and grill out at home, this is the way to do it. You have all kinds of different ways to do it. Robert's Ribs on a Stick on your grill. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry. Door County cherry is the best. All easy to heat up in just minutes. You also find original burgers, including cheddar and bacon, black and blue, plus over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Robert Specialty Meats today, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure you sample some of their made-fresh daily cherrywood smoked beef sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Hey, I just want everybody to go home tonight and say some prayers for me because, you know, so this weekend is going to be a big day.
Yeah, you're going to need them.
Make sure
we'll release some videos.
Mess everything up. We're going to release some videos, Leroy?
Yeah, we'll release. We got Spectrum in there.
Oh, Spectrum's in there?
Exclusively.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm going to.
But check my Facebook page and Gary's Facebook page.
You better be careful if you're all on TV.
Yeah.
We're going to edit this video, cuz. It'll be all edited, so it won't be done in the background.
Yeah, and
I am making this vow. I am going to remain sober at the wedding.
Yeah, right.
So I can come back on Monday with a full report.
Good for you.
You going to be there?
I'm going to be there. Right. I'm excited. Can't wait.
You going on honeymoon Monday then right away?
No.
We're going to wait.
We got too many churn.
We're going to wait. You notice that?
He better be taking me, cuz.
Can't afford it.
I'm the best man.
I ain't going to tell him what we leave.
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey, must bull jive. I got to put him away. He better take me.
He just said bull jive.
I don't think he's good.
You just told everybody you're from the country.
Come on.
Leroy's getting married this weekend. Who won Throwback Anthony Mandela? Hey, good talk. Appreciate it, man. We're back tomorrow, too.
Throwback America. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.